All right, part two. Just to put a period on the beginning of part one and all that legal stuff. I said it quite succinctly, right? Ignorance of Bitcoin is not an excuse, okay? Oh man, the hubris of some of these people, it's wild. So, what do I mean by an SPV perspective and how I was describing things, right? So, the key to understanding what I'm going to be getting at here is to understand the difference, to understand three distinct things, right? We've got the idea of a cloud chain, right? Which is pretty straightforward. We've got the idea of your identity blockchain, which utilizes proofs from the cloud chain, right? And then we have the files, the actual files, as opposed to the record of them in the form of a hash, right? Or in a sense, a fingerprint. So you have to understand the difference between those three things, right? In terms of nodes and storage, right, is what we're talking about now, at least at the moment. So, what I'm getting at is the cloud chain, everyone who mines, certainly, as you would expect, and obviously needs to run a cloud chain node, right? Now, on the opposing end of the spectrum, you have the actual files that are referenced, the action of referencing, right? Or the hash of them or the fingerprint of them is referenced within TSN references, right? In an identity block. The actual files themselves, certainly, no one who is mining or pretty much, right? No one in the world has to actually store those files, like has to, right? Except for it to go without saying the root or the content creator who is making them. That's obvious as well. Now, why is that? We'll get to that, right? Why is it that everyone who mines your cloud, it would be silly for them to have to store your files, right? It's useless and it's a disincentive to mine, right? So why is it useless? Well, first of all, the record of those files is obviously stored in your historical record, which is your identity blockchain. So the, exactly what the file is, right? What its hash is, and when it was published in your record is forever. So as long as you're, and people will have their run their own servers, some servers will be hosted, some could even be an onion, right? Dot onion address, which is diff pointing at sort of a different aspect of things, but the point being that it would be silly to require everyone to have to back up the files themselves. For what purpose? As long as the content creator is not, if this really comes into play when they're using a hosting service, which in the beginning, or for the beginner, or for a lot of people as they get into things, is not unreasonable, right? You may not be competent enough, be able to afford to always have your own personal server for a website running 24/7. Maybe eventually, and that should hopefully get cheaper over time due to different things, S'more's Law, etc. But as well as the price of having things hosted, right, should get cheaper. If you think about it, Twitter, Facebook, all these companies are essentially hosting services in some form, right? They are giving you the ability to post things on their server, right? In terms of the actual hardware and servers, right? So in some senses, they are hosting companies, but you're paying a cost to you know, the NSA and the National Security Mafia and whatnot. Now, social media is to be social, so it's not like you're trying to hide it, but you're paying other costs in other forms, right? Which you should be paid for, right? You shouldn't be paying them, but that's a whole discussion for another day, right? The point that I'm getting at is that in some ways, social media companies are hosting services. Now, you have other GoDaddy, Namecheap, you know, all the big ones that help people host servers. So you would imagine that the prices of all those would come down maybe naturally without the true social network, but that should be enhanced, or the rate at which those prices come down would increase due to the true social network, which could sort of play into cloud and these server fees, which sort of requires a background of what we're going to talk about that stuff and the advances I've had in developing that, okay? But in some ways, server fees are going to be like a mix between a hosting company and a social media company, right? And there's going to be many different types of server feeds, okay? But I digress. So the major point being that you have these three different things to consider in terms of storage and the peer-to-peer networks of the truth client, okay? The truth social client, right? Touching on the stack, which we're going to fill in some of the gaps as we go. So you have the cloud chain at the bottom, you have your block publishing server, or that really the better phrasing, identity blockchain above the cloud chain, and then you have the truth client, right? So, and really in between, so you have, or you could call the truth social protocol, right? Using the identity blockchain, right? Further, you also have other protocols, okay, such as, so purely from a stack perspective, you have cloud chain, you have identity blockchain, and then you're going to have you're going to have a wallet type thing, right? It's really a keychain. Really, it's a cryptography keychain or thing that does different cryptography things, right? It's going to have a different crypto libraries and manage keys to do all types of cryptography things, not just manage wallets that are derived from those keys, right? Which have to do with clout and interacting with different cloud chain nodes, okay? Not just Roots node, but which is where the Truth Social network comes in, right? So you have the Truth Social protocol, which is about establishing PBPOP, right? Then you have so back up for a second. Let me finish my thought and then bring it all together. So this wallet is going to manage your keys, and it's going to do not all types of cryptography things. So financial stuff, right? Managing clout you send and receive, right? Not necessarily only your clout, which is where the Truth Social Network protocol is going to come into, or the Truth Client protocol, which is a part of the Truth Social Network protocol, okay? But then there's also going to be, obviously, you have to create digital signatures for producing content for TSN references. So this wallet is going to do financial stuff. It's going to be doing, content stuff, crypto stuff in terms of producing it. It's also going to be doing, in terms of the software library or the crypto library sense, validating stuff at the Truth Social protocol or IDPOP layer, right? So really, in terms of protocols, you have IDPOP or the Truth Social protocol. Then you have the Truth Client protocol. Then you also have the Truth Client indexing protocol, which we're going to, or Truth Social Client, however you want to call it, indexing protocol. And then you're going to have the Truth Social Network, which is various Truth Social clients interacting with each other, okay? Different routes, okay? Because there's lightweights and there's root, okay, and there's roots, right? Or there's lightweights and there's roots, different roots who all sort of have their own worlds, right? Or their own perspectives, yet interact with different people who, if they're not a lightweight, if they're another root, have their own perspective of things, which plays into why their indexing may be a bit different, which is totally fine. But the cryptography in terms of where their signatures is going to be exactly the same, and their references is going to be exactly the same in terms of, if you're a different root and you're interacting with me, we're both going to have the same digital signatures and in turn references, because indexing is a layer above, okay? But there's still going to be similarities. So we're still going to be following an indexing protocol. So we're both going to be indexing the same way. Yet, if I'm responding to you, and also this is going to play into running directories. So we're going ahead before we fill in the blanks. Like you could blanks, you can run other people's directories, which is going to play into how we index things, which is also in a way going to play into server feeds in terms of what I'm calling hosted lightweight references as opposed to hosted lightweight replies, which you've seen in practice but we haven't spoken about, but I'm going to speak about, okay? So anyway, guys, jumping way ahead. In terms of the stack, you have a cloud chain at the bottom, an identity blockchain, and then you have a wallet-like thing. It could also be a browser in some senses. We're going to get to that in a different one. Whether it's going to be two distinct things, a browser and a wallet, or a website builder, right? It's kind of, that's sort of going to be a subcategory, right? A wallet-like thing that may do a browser and website builder type of thing, which interacts with hosting, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. The point being that mainly you have a cloud chain layer, an identity blockchain layer, a wallet-like layer, you could say, and then at the top you have a truth client, right? Or truth social client, right? And then you have the truth social network, which is the interaction of various people's clients, okay? And so there's lots of stuff you're going to need to be, your software's going to be doing as a root, but you're also necessarily, as it's social media, going to be interacting with other roots and lightweights. So that's where the truth social network comes into play, right? This transmitting of information and interactions between different clients, which are interpreting lots of the stack below, right? Anyway, getting way off topic, but necessary to give a bit of foreshadowing to what we're going to lay the groundwork for, okay? So, going back to our time talks and what I did not mention, right? So you have these three different things in terms of storage that you could potentially be storing depending on who you are, right? So if I'm root, let's say from the perspective of if I want to mine someone's cloud, I certainly need to be running their cloud chain, is obvious. What's also obvious, which I'm going to touch on why it's obvious, is that I wouldn't need to store all their files. Now, what the in-between, right, is that you're also going to need to be running an identity blockchain node if you're going to be mining someone, right? If you're going to be mining someone else's cloud chain, okay? And so the job of the node is to validate references and validate that the ID pop or PB pop or the truth social protocol, right, the way of making the protocol for making historical records, and by doing so in a certain way, everyone knows and can see and can validate that you're following this protocol, right? So you have to be running a identity blockchain node in order to do that. And so if you're going to be mining someone's cloud chain, you also have to be running an identity blockchain node, right? Now, what the node is going to exactly look like is still yet to be determined, but the fact that you're going to have to run it and validate in the sense of like cryptography and these time rules and everything else that comprises the Truth Social protocol or IDPOP protocol, you're going to have to run a node to do that, right? And so similar to Bitcoin, your software is going to easily be able to validate that this protocol was followed from the first block of your identity blockchain or reference within, right? And ends, right? And or, you know, both. It's going to be validating everything, all blocks and references from the start of your history to the present. Now, that's kind of what's similar to like a Bitcoin node, but it's kind of a bit different in a sense, right? Because you need a sort of complex peer-to-peer network for a Bitcoin node due to the fact that you have this decentralized ongoing process of forming consensus around what history is. Now, you don't need that for validating that the Truth Social protocol was followed or that IDPOP was followed, right? Because anyone can validate it, and there's no double spending of references, so to speak, right? So, in other words, you see why the cloud chain is peer-to-peer network, being a clone of Bitcoin, obviously, is exactly like Bitcoin in that sense, because you can double spend a cloud chain transaction the same way you could double spend any cryptocurrency transaction, given the incentive was high enough, right? Theory versus practice. But with your identity blockchain, there is no consensus. Everyone knows that you either followed the protocol or not, by simply validating the math of it all, okay? So with the Bitcoin node, everyone knows they are following the rules, and everyone knows that everyone else is following the rules, and everyone knows that everyone else knows they're all following the rules and engaging in consensus, right? By running the same version of the chain, right? And by building on the same version of history in terms of Bitcoin transactions, right? And now that's in a way going to be similar to this concept of how you're going to be able to run certain directories which have their own rules, which plays into indexing. So that part of Bitcoin is kind of going to be similar in a way that I'm going to be able to run a hosted hosted reference, let's just say, which is also indirectly in my own blockchain by referencing someone else's reference. See, it gets confusing between a TSN reference, the action of referencing, and then replies, which we're going to get into in a whole different part. And then even further, really extra confusing, a TSN reference, which is doing the act of referencing. So we need a new name for that. So what I came to, jumping ahead to the other part, is that a way to think about this, the labeling will get better, is it's sort of like a quote tweet. And in practice of what I've done so far, it's exactly like a quote tweet, okay? In terms of how you would think about it, because a quote tweet is like a reply, except that it goes in your identity blockchain. It has a different quality in terms of social media, but what's important here in our comparison is that you are referencing another person's reference and it is included in your identity blockchain. So it is a TSN reference. Now, before replies, that was sort of the difference between replies and references, that replies were not in your identity blockchain. Still the case, but they're indirectly in your blockchain now. So we're jumping way ahead by using these CBR MRs, but they are not a TSN reference because they are not actually, they don't have a Merkle index number, whatever you want to call it, a block number and reference number, because they are not in your blockchain, but they're indirectly in it through these cloud-based reference Merkle roots, okay, which provide the before quality, but this is jumping ahead again. So anyway, in other words, to better describe things, a quote tweet, theoretically, you could have said there was a way of doing it where you wanted the quality of a quote tweet, like of Twitter, that type of quality, as opposed to a reply quality, where that was not actually included in an identity block. So in theory, you could have done that, and you sort of still can do that, but it's going to have to be indexed, but that's a different story. In practice, the quote tweets have been in identity blocks. So really what I'm saying is it's a quote tweet which goes in an identity block is sort of like this hosted reference idea, okay, which is how you're going to be running others directories, okay, which is going to be actually a form of consensus, which exists above the Truth Social protocol, because directories have their own set of rules and the layers below have no idea about them. They're going to be validating the Truth Social protocol rules, which have to do with cryptography, you know, digital signatures being validated, and time, and so forth, okay? So you see the difference. And I could say a lot more about that, and I will, but let me finish up on my previous thoughts, okay? So from the vantage of the Truth Social protocol, there is no consensus that is similar to Bitcoin, right? In other words, so everyone, okay, as a root, I know that I am following the Truth Social protocol, and as a non-root, as an other, we could call it, right? You know in real time that I'm following the Truth Social protocol, or you have the ability to, and as an other who's running an identity block node, you know that. So I know that I'm running the Truth Social protocol. If you're an other and you're running an identity block node, you know that I'm following the protocol as well. But still a bit different than Bitcoin, okay? And that there's only one person who can append to this identity blockchain ledger, and there is no consensus or even debate as to what history is, right? Suppose in theory I could write software, obviously, that could not follow the Truth Social protocol, but then everyone would know it, right? Their software would tell them, or the people who review the software would say, well, this is not validating the signatures or the time or whatever it was, right? So just like in Bitcoin, I can make Bitcoin Cash, it's not like a secret that someone changed the rules. And then in reality, it's both sure that more people run Bitcoin that makes it Bitcoin, but the market plays a huge, and I would argue an even bigger part than that, in determining what Bitcoin is, and they sort of play into each other, right? Which was the price and which was the time, right? Which was the chicken and which was the egg? But so I would even argue that in the Truth Social protocol, there's a similar dynamic, but it's even more incentivized to not be forked, okay? Because you can imagine that the market would even further emphasize or highlight the importance of they're not like, if so, like there's even less of an incentive for me to fork someone's identity blockchain, right? It makes no sense. Not to say these things are going to be valuable, they're going to be non-zero valuable, but any value, you know, that is attributed would be derived from the fact that this person is creating pseudonymous identity-based proof of publication, right? So, like, whether it would be someone outside of Root changing the software, that's pretty obvious. The market would, no one would even pay attention to that. Or if it was, there's the insanely huge disincentive for a Root to intentionally not follow the rules, okay? It goes back to those early conversations of, well, I can just, anyone can do whatever they want, but the point is to gain a following and market appreciation of this idea of creating historical records, right? So anyone who would intentionally like not follow the rules, it's like a non-starter. They would likely be doing that to like make it look like there's no game theoretic incentive, so people can do that and it will just be obvious that they're just purposely not trying to create pseudonymous based identity proof of publication. They're not trying to accurately follow a historical record. Okay, now so even more so than in Bitcoin, both Root and those who run Root's identity blockchain are going to follow the rules. It is in their interest even more so. Now, following the Truth Social Protocol is different than following the rules of a directory, right? But to sort of bring those all together, you could have it where basically the ultimate directory, right, is like running the Genesis reference of, you know, BTZ Joe's actual historical record, right? Because we're all BC right now. This is documenting the creation of the Truth Social Network, considering the limits that are involved with the Truth Social Network not existing yet, right? So it's still better than, you know, other documentation of things, but it's not going to be as good as, you know, after CloudChain, right? So in other words, after CloudChain is sort of the genesis of consensus being formed in a way as to all of these different rules, right? And the way in which you demonstrate that you're running the version that I create of the Truth Social Network, or even if it was involving some sort of team, you know, Truth Social Core or whatever it would be to run that reference, right? That first reference that starts my cloud chain and identity blockchain up from the start, right? So in other words, directory references, okay, and subdirectory references will have a document that sort of lays out the certain rules, okay? And by running those directory references, you are agreeing to those rules, okay? Now, what gets interesting is who that matters to. With subdirect, you know, there's everything is a directory and subdirectory in a sense, and we're going to get into that in better detail, right? But in terms of running a version of the Truth Social client by running BTZ Joe's or Truth Social Core's Genesis reference, because someone has to put out a reference that sort of puts everything together, right? By running it, you're saying, I'm running a version of the Truth Social Network, right? Or the Truth Social client, really, right? That would be like Bitcoin Core. So difference between running a version of the Truth Social client, which all roots are running some version, right? And running an individual roots cloud chain and identity blockchain node, right? And with that, we wrap it up and we'll see you in part 3.